From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Texas, the ongoing battle about redistricting has evolved into a political stalemate. 11 Democrats fled to Albuquerque, New Mexico yesterday to break the Senate quorum after Republican Governor Rick Perry called yet another special redistricting session. Today, Republican senators appealed to their colleagues to return to Austin, but the Democrats vowed to stay out of state for as long as it takes to kill redistricting. From Austin, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
While this legislative wrestling match is taking place in Austin, it's really about the political future in Washington, D.C. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay wants to add up to 8 new Republican congressmen from Texas by redrawing the congressional lines. The problem is the Democrats keep leaving the state and won't let them. Democratic Senate Leader Letitia Vandeput explained their position from New Mexico.
We are fighting to stop an unfair and wasteful redistricting process to protect the rates of our constituents because it is cynical, partisan assault on over 1.4 million African American and Hispanic Texans.
Back in May, 51 House Democrats took 2 buses up to Ardmore, Oklahoma, to break a quorum and stayed 4 days until the redistricting bill died. That failure led Texas Governor Rick Perry to call a special session, a session which ended yesterday after it was clear the Republicans didn't have the votes to get their maps to the floor of the Senate. So, a few minutes after the first special session ended in stalemate, Perry called a second special session. But this time, Republicans changed the Senate rules to make it easier to get their maps to the Senate floor for a vote. But it was too late. 11 Democrats, the exact number necessary to break a Senate quorum, were already boarding the planes for New Mexico. Austin Senator Gonzalo Barrientos.
We are not running. The United States Constitution and our Texas Constitution gives us tools, give the people tools, the abilities to stand and fight.
Not that the Democrats' departure came as any surprise to Texas Republicans, but they believe the Democrats are playing a game they ultimately cannot win. After all, they have to come back to Texas someday. This morning, Senate Republican leader Todd Staples appealed to his colleagues across the aisle to make it sooner rather than later.
No Texas problem has ever been solved in New Mexico. Today, we are here to invite our colleagues to return to Texas. Come home. Join us at the table and help us draw a fair and balanced congressional redistricting map.
But this is a potentially dangerous strategy for Republicans, too. The editorial pages in San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin today condemned Governor Perry and the Republicans for calling yet another special session. The state is in financial crisis, and each session costs more millions. And there is evidence from statewide polls that Texans' patience with this partisan political fight is wearing thin. The governor's approval rating is also suffering. Nevertheless, it appears that regardless of the political cost, Republican leaders both in Austin and in Washington are prepared to stay the course for as long as it takes to get their maps. Senator Todd Staples is resolute.
Clearly, we're in our second call special, which I think sends a strong signal. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst has made the statement, we can do this in September, we can do it in August, or we can do it in July. His preference was July. It's now August. I hope we're not here in September, but I'm committed to being here. It would not surprise me that if necessary, we would be here waiting upon their return throughout the summer.
This special session is set to run 30 days, but Governor Rick Perry could call a third special session the instant it is over. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Austin.